Good day, everyone. You're welcome to another episode of Heart Confessions with Nosa, and I would like to apologize for the long wait between the previous episode and this episode. I promise to try my best to bring episodes more frequently and more regularly than I have been doing. So I would like to start by first of all introducing today's topic. So today's topic is a bit different from other topics or other episodes. Today's podcast is specific to a country, Nigeria, which I'm from, and it's about something that is seen or something I consider to be a national problem. So today's topic is how tribalism has affected Nigeria. It's basically about the effects of tribalism and what the harms that have come with people having a lot of tribalistic narratives. So firstly, tribalism is basically having a behavior or an attitude that is based on being loyal to a certain tribe or ethnic group. And in the vast majority of instances, this attitude or behavior tends to be biased to one ethnic group, majorly the ethnic group these people or these persons belong to. So because I am from the southern part of Nigeria, I might be more biased or might take decisions or do things that benefit my part of the country. So this basically is tribalism, and the extent or the level of damage that tribalism has caused in Nigeria is something that we can't even underemphasize. Tribalism has done a lot of things, from bad governance, which is not entirely the cause, but in most cases bad governance or bad governments, underdevelopment, poor decision making, tribal wars, disunity, stigmatization. These are things, and these are also effects of tribalism. These are things that some of all these tribalistic narratives have caused. National problems that we face today that have been as a result of tribalism. So the list goes on and on. We can't just say these are the few things. Even in small cases, in the most minute cases, in our schools, in our churches, religious institutions. So these are the effects of tribalism in this country. And before I go to the major points today, I would also like to analyze some of the causes of tribalism, right? So one of the leading causes of tribalism in Nigeria is marginalization, which is majorly politically. So marginalization in the political sphere basically is when people feel that they are underrepresented politically because they are oppressed or because they do not wield so much power and influence in the country. This is one of the things that causes tribalism. So when these people feel underrepresented, when they feel like they are the underdogs or they are not the elites in the country, a lot of tribalistic narratives can be coined or can be brought out of these things. So this is one of the leading causes of tribalism. Secondly, political rivalry and political wars. So when these people eventually, in few cases, get to some sort of or get to hold some sort of power in some offices, when this tussle becomes much, or when the tensions get high between two different ethnic groups, a lot of people are forced to pick sides, and in most cases they pick the sides of the people that come from where they also come from. So people decide to pick sides with people that come from where they are, not for any certain reason, just for because of the fact that they feel they were underrepresented and they feel they should be the ones in power. Thirdly, which is also another major cause of tribalism, is ancient events and historic stories that were told. So people hear a lot of stories of wars and of coups and plots and all whatnot, and they just become tribalistic because of the perception that was given to them. It's not necessarily because they wanted to be tribalistic initially, but because of the perception and because of what they've heard, because of stories they've been told, they just naturally adopt these things. So in some cases they can be blamed, in other cases they can be blamed when they hold on to these narratives and these ideologies even after being enlightened or being exposed. So these are the major causes of tribalism in most cases. Now, I would like to go to the center of this podcast or this episode. So this episode is how tribalism has affected Nigeria or Nigerians in decision making. So people feel that the decisions they take are they are responsible for their decisions and their actions, which is true, and their decisions affect them mostly directly, but not in all cases. Sometimes the decisions people take have trickle-down effects, and people don't even know the effects of all these decisions that they take. So people just make decisions and feel, oh, because I've made this decision, it might not go too far, or it might just be centered around me and my family and or whatnot, which is not entirely true. So tribalism has gone deep into many Nigerians that most of the decisions, whether personal or crucial decisions, are based on tribalistic narratives. So people just feel that any decision they should take in like today's Nigeria should be based on some certain factors, and whether we try to deny this or not, a lot of us still have these characteristics in one way or the other. So the decisions I'm talking of are, firstly, the number one, decisions like choice of institutions to or higher institutions to further their education. So people have a lot of bias to some certain places. They don't want to school in some certain places because they feel these places are like this. Not necessarily because they've been there, but because maybe they've heard stories or because they don't like this certain set of people. Like I said, it could be because of like ancient stories or history that they've heard, and these are the reasons why people will say, I don't want to school in this place. They do not even, most of these times, they don't take into consideration the fact that you might decide to go to a substandard school because the school is maybe in where you come from, instead of going to a school with not so good education but better than what you picked in another state or another region of the country. So people neglect the fact that this person or this school I ought to go to by virtue of standard is better than the one I am going to because it is from where I come from, it is, or because it is from my region, and this is highly detrimental. So at the point where people begin to take decisions of things like education, which is very important, because of tribalism, it is very, very bad, and this doesn't in any way help the country. Secondly, on the choice of whom to employ in the labor market. So this is a very relatable example, because in Nigeria, jobs are not mostly, this is me trying to be realistic, jobs are mostly not given to people who deserve it, but sometimes are given, in most cases, are given to people who are maybe from a certain place or are from the same region or the same state with their employers. So it's not majorly because it's given on merit. Even admission in to get into the higher institution in Nigeria most times are not even given on merit. So your surname comes before your intellect or before your intelligence or before what you have to offer. And this is very bad. The moment we begin to prioritize where someone comes from before we employ the person means that we would have a lot of substandard companies, will have a lot of people who do not know what they are doing, but they are just there because they come from a certain place. And this is very bad. So this in any way doesn't even help the economy of the country, because you have a lot of terrible companies and terrible structures that exist. Thirdly, on where people reside. So a lot of people decide not to stay in some certain places because they feel these people are not from where they are, or these people do not buy the same ideologies or political interests as they do, and because these people do not also join them in some certain things that they do. So this is something that is very, very detrimental to national building. So these are decisions that people take that are not always good, but people still take them anyway. People should can decide to stay anywhere, can decide to reside anywhere, because it also helps to foster national unity. It helps to improve the economy of the country as well, because people begin to site their businesses in different places, which creates jobs for almost everyone. This is something that people don't take into consideration. This is one of the decisions that people take that might be tribalistic, but do not favor both them and the country at large. And lastly, this is a very, very important part: the choice of whom to vote for into office. So this is something that a lot of us even know about in this country. In Nigeria, voting most times isn't done based on the person's capacity or the fact that the person is going to make the best political choices for everyone, but voting is done because the person, in most cases, because the person comes from a particular part of the country, or because the person answers this certain name. So people don't vote because they feel the person would make the best choices for the country, but they vote because this person is our brother, or this person is from our region, or this person comes from this place. And the worst part of it is that even when these people make mistakes, these people who voted them for these reasons or for these tribalistic narratives are ready to defend them, and they aren't ready to interrogate the fact that these people aren't doing something that benefits everybody, or these people aren't doing what they voted them into office for. So people are ready to say, oh, he's our brother, let him be there, let him do what he wants, because he comes from this part of the country. And this is very bad. And this is something that people really need to change. People really need to move from the idea of doing things or making decisions because of tribalism or because of where the person comes from. Where the person comes from shouldn't be a metric or a yardstick for making decisions like these. Where you live or where something is located shouldn't be the metric of deciding whether it is good or bad. If it's good, go for it, but if it's not, don't. I know people are rational beings. Humans are rational beings, and they have the ability to make choices. But if we truly want to improve our society, if we truly want to improve our country as individuals, we should try to stop this or reduce these tribalistic narratives. It's not like it can entirely go or it can just vanish, but to a very large extent it can be minimized and it can be mitigated. So as much as a lot of us try to deny, like I said earlier, we in one way or the other make these decisions, we in one way or the other might have carried out these tribalistic ideologies, or might have put tribalism ahead of intellect, or ahead of the right decisions that should have been made. And I feel that at the end of this episode, we should really have a rethink of what we've been doing, and we should also try to enlighten people on what and what are obtainable, on why people should make decisions based on what is right and not where people come from or where something is located. And I feel that at the end of this episode, we've actually learned something that we can take home and we can spread to everyone around us. And on this note, I would like to end this episode. Thank you very much for listening.